I think it has to happen, but given the track record so far, which has been very disappointing, one will have doubts until we actually see it. But I think it's important that the government do follow through on their commitments and stick to a timeline. And it is very important for homeowners. The government, the expert panel on defective concrete blocks indicated that there are up to 5,000 homes affected by defective blocks. And all of those homeowners have been waiting for years now for an answer and for some indication as to how they can be supported in actually fixing and addressing the problems in their homes. When Minister Damien English met with representatives of homeowners before Christmas, when he visited the county, he indicated that by April he hoped to be back with a clear outline as to how the government would address this. And when I raised it with him in the Dáil last week, he indicated that he would actually be back in April. So we're certainly working along with the homeowners, will be holding him to that. And I hope that we will see the government come forward and actually finally announce that they will deal with this issue and give the homeowners the support they need to actually fix their homes.
The past few weeks, we've also seen anecdotal evidence from people, particularly in the Inishowen area, that the cold weather has had an effect on their homes, and in many cases, it's exacerbated the problem and hastened the crumpling of the blocks. I mean, this is becoming a very serious issue.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt that cold weather does rapidly increase the deterioration of blocks and make the problem a lot more pronounced. If we go back to the very bad winters of 2009-10 and 2010-11, that's when the problem really became crystallised and started to show itself, and it has developed since then. Fortunately, the last 2 or 3 years we've had mild winters, but certainly over the course of the hard frost and the snow that we had recently, it adds to the concerns of homeowners, and it emphasises the importance of addressing this problem sooner rather than later, because the earlier and the sooner now the government can work with homeowners to address the problem, the less damage that can be done to homes, and it can reduce the amount of damage that would have to be fixed in the majority of cases, which we certainly hope will be able to be fixed. Some houses, unfortunately, have gone too far in a small number of cases, but that it reiterates the absolute importance of acting promptly to ensure that houses don't get to that developed stage. So hopefully now we will see the government come forward, as was committed to by the Minister, by April, and indicate how they plan to address this and support homeowners.